this card to your 17-year-old cousin, keeping your fingers crossed that you were going to get money.
She took a chance on her cousin.
She was almost 18.
She was a minor, and you didn't have an agreement with her mother.
But she didn't sign up.
Terry and Lindsay both that pleaded for the car.
It's not a contract.
For the fallout.
I just trusted her.
You never make a deal to sell a 17-year-old car. They are irresponsible.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Amanda Pfeiffer is suing her cousin, 18-year-old Lindsay Sands, and Lindsay's mother, Teresa, for the unpaid balance on a Jeep she sold to them.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 546 on the calendar, the matter of Pfeiffer versus Sands.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Ms. Pfeiffer, it is your claim that you sold the defendant, this young lady, a car.
That's correct.
And this is her mother. And they are related to you, cousins.
Cousin and aunt.
And didn't pay for the car, and the car's now not drivable. It was an accident. And it is, unfortunately, a problem that she was only 17 when you made this transaction.
I did, but the transaction was made with my aunt and my cousin both.
Well, who was buying the car?
It was for Lindsay, but Terry and Lindsay both were on the agreement because Lindsay was only 17 at the time.
Okay, do you have a contract?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
They're in order of email.
Just a second. Now, this is not a contract.
There you go.
And this is not a contract.
We had a verbal contract
just
before.
I just asked you if you had a contract. You said yes, you handed me these papers. It's possible to create a contract in something other than a formal manner, but so far it's not here. Okay, now would you return all these documents, please, to Ms. Pfeiffer? Now, Ms. Pfeiffer, this was a 2002 Jeep.
Correct.
That you purchased when?
In 2004.
Was there any loan on the car?
Yes.
Is that loan been paid off?
Yes, I paid it off.
When?
I paid it off February 23rd, 2010.
And on what date did you transfer physical custody of the Jeep to this young lady?
May
1st. 2010.
2010.
And where was that?
It was at my brother's wedding reception in Ramsey, Minnesota.
And was that the date on May 1st, 2010 that she gave you some money, you gave her possession of the car?
She was supposed to give us $500 down. She said that she was starting work in a couple weeks, didn't have the money, and I trusted her.
So she gave you no money?
She gave me no money.
And this was at your brother's wedding reception?
My brother's wedding reception.
And I assume that Lindsay's mother was there?
Yes.
And you didn't get any money from her?
No.
Did you have a discussion with her mother the date of the wedding reception when you transferred physical custody of the car to her?
Several, yes.
Tell me what you said to her and what her mother said to you.
I asked again, you're sure that Lindsay can afford the payments? We don't want her to have a vehicle that she can't pay for.
And her mother said?
That it would be no problem because Lindsay was working at Valley Fair.
So her mother said, no, she's working, so she should be able to make the payments.
Yes.
What else?
And Terry said that's the reason that she needed a reliable vehicle because she had to drive from South St. Paul to Shakopee.
She didn't say that at all to you.
Oh, yes, she did.
Not then. No, she didn't. That doesn't make sense, Ms. Pfeiffer. That doesn't make sense. That had all been discussed before with you and Lindsay. Why she needed a car, where she was going to work.
Well, I had reiterated several times that she can make the payment.
I don't believe that. Okay, so you had this discussion with her mother, and let's be very clear. You said to her mother, you sure that Lindsay can make these payments, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
So she said, yes, it's no problem.
I heard that.
Lindsay was in a hurry to get out of there. So she was begging me for the keys. It was like the middle of the reception. My husband was, you know, up with the bridal party. I need the keys. I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here. So at that time, we had paperwork that she didn't sign or anything because she was taken off.
So?
She wanted to get out of there.
So?
She wanted to get the Jeep and go.
So,
and that was the end of it. So Terry and I, we had conversations, you know, normal conversations that you'd have at a wedding.
Right.
You know, throughout the rest of the night.
Okay.
It was just, that was the agreement, and Lindsay left.
And?
And then a couple weeks later, I think it was, Lindsay called me, the radiator blew up. And she said, what do I do? The radiator blew up. So we'll take it to a repair shop. It's your car, take it to a repair shop.
That was a couple of weeks later.
A couple weeks later, yeah.
And you told her to take the car to the repair shop.
Yeah, it's her car. Okay.
I want to see on what date you transferred title to her.
I did not transfer title.
You have two big problems. First of all, you didn't consummate a contract with her mother. Because her mother's saying to you, in response to your question, are you sure that Lindsay can make these payments? And you know how old Lindsay is because you're related to her.
Right.
She can't make a contract. And her mother says to you, yeah, she's starting work this summer. I'm sure she can make the payments. That doesn't say, and if she doesn't make the payments, I will.
Oh, yes, she did.
No, that's not what you told me. You never said that, and you never said it in your papers. What you said in your complaint was, you had an agreement with Lindsay and her mother's permission.
Well, it was Terry and Lindsay both that pleaded for the car.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Okay. Ms. Pfeiffer, this is your problem. You never make a deal to sell a 17-year-old car.
She was almost 18, and they begged me for it. Her mother, because her mother couldn't get her alone.
Pfeiffer, listen to me. You're not in some talk program. You're in a court. Court has rules. The rules are that a minor under the age of 18 cannot enter into a contract. She can't say to you, I'm going to have enough money to pay for the car. And you can't rely on that under the law. You can't rely on it. Now, if her mother became, in effect, a party by guaranteeing the payments, by saying, yeah, sell my daughter the car, and I guarantee you that if she doesn't have money to make the payments, I will, which is something you never said in your papers. And believe me, if it were true, you would have said it. And it's nowhere contained in these emails that you show me. Then you might have had a cause of action against her mother. Secondly, you never transferred title.
They didn't pay for it.
You can put a lien on a car. Wells Fargo had a lien on your car until you paid it off.
Don't you have to have a certain license to do that?
You're talking about a driver's license?
No, not a driver's license. Like a license through the state to be a lien holder.
That depends upon your state. I don't know where you live, and I don't know what the rules are, and neither do you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's going to deny it to the bitter end, but she is lying.
No, not even your complaint states it.
Yes, it does.
No, your complaint doesn't state it.
It says right here.
Listen to me.
If you come.
No.
And later today.
She was drinking a little bit too much at the time. She knew I did have a suspended license.
Tell me what she knew. I asked you why you drove a car without a license.
To go pick up a mutual friend, her booty call.
Amanda Pfeiffer says her cousin Lindsay Sands and aunt Teresa Sands owe for the balance on a Jeep she sold to them. The defendants claim they never agreed to buy the vehicle.
You do understand why you don't have legally a claim against them. You do understand.
Well, I feel I do have a case, but...
Well, I'm saying to you, I understand why you think you turned over your property and you didn't get your property back in the same condition. Because she had an accident with the car.
Well, we had told her several times that she could give it back. We asked for it back when the radiator had the problem.
Just a sec. You could have taken it back at any time.
I did. And they said that they weren't going
to
be home. It says it in the emails.
Listen,
I said
I
will be there to pick
it up. Get a marshal and go and pick up your car.
I tried. They said no.
They can't say no. You have the title.
No, they said no because I gave her the car. They did say no.
Ms. Pfeiffer, you're going to make excuses? You know that you had the ability to take back the car. The car title never passed to her. You never put the car in her name or her mother's name. Her mother never guaranteed the payment on the car. You sold this car to your 17-year-old cousin, keeping your fingers crossed that you were going to get money.
Yeah, you're right.
And you did get some, but the reason that the law does not let minors enter into contracts is because they are irresponsible. They're irresponsible, and sometimes they can be taken advantage of by people. I'm not suggesting you were taking advantage of her. I'm saying I don't sell my car to relatives. I don't sell my old cars to friends. I want to keep my relatives happy, and I want to keep my friends close. So I think it's a very bad practice to sell anybody a used car that you want to see again. You chose to do that. She had trouble with the car. Your response to her was, it's your car, you take care of it. But it wasn't her car. It wasn't in her name. I mean, if she went and took care of the car and she fixed up the car and she made it in pristine condition, you had every right to come and take back the car. If she didn't live up to the terms of your agreement, you could have gone and taken back the car at any time.
I just trusted her.
Well, that's all right. That's fine. That makes a family dispute, but that doesn't make a legal dispute that the courts can help you with. She was a minor, and you didn't have an agreement with her mother.
I did have an agreement with Terry.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No,
and
you
Terry's
didn't.
Terry's going to deny it to the bitter end, but she is
no.
lying.
No, you didn't.
Then don't the emails state as such?
No, they don't. Not even your complaint states it.
Yes, it does.
No, your complaint doesn't
Wait,
state it.
It says right here.
Listen to
if
me.
If you come...
No. Your complaint, I'm going to read it to you. I was looking to sell my 2002 Jeep Liberty, and my cousin Lindsay expressed that she would like to buy it. Since she was only 17, I spoke to her mother, who gave her permission. That's not a contract. She says, yeah, you want to sell my daughter a car? Go sell her a car.
It was
go
worded.
Sell her a car. That doesn't mean I'm responsible for it. That's what you wrote. I didn't write that. That's your signed complaint. That's giving permission. And your conversation with her at the wedding only supports that statement. When you said, I asked her mother, are you sure she can afford the payments?
Well, it's
and
difficult.
Her mother said to you, she can because she's starting work this summer. That's what you told me.
It is difficult
Good.
Because
I know.
I'm
it's
nervous.
Difficult. It's a family problem. Don't sell used cars
no.
to family.
No.
Wait, 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 wait. What about what she has to say? Please?
This is your case.
Can
this
I,
is your
may
case.
I, may I say something?
Listen to me. Did you understand what I said?
I understand exactly what you're
Perfect.
Saying.
It's a legal issue.
I know
it's
a legal
not
issue.
A moral issue. It's not what's right and wrong. The law says you cannot enter into a contract with a minor.
Listen. I put this
Don't
on
tell
my...
Don't listen. Goodbye.
Please.
Why does that excuse me? Step out.
Leave your paperwork.
Are you proud of
Leave
yourself?
Your
Is this what makes
Miss.
You happy?
Miss.
There you
go. Miss.
No.
Miss.
There you go.
Out.
If you borrow a car to your family and they're not going to pay you for it?
Because I ran into a median and...
Do you care if they're your family anymore?
Almost killed me. I was bracing for impact.
I'm her sister-in-law and I'm more family than they'll ever be.
And my back tire flew off, so she gave me a Jeep.
Yes, it's very surprising.
That was endangering my life.
We're done. Really?
Why should I have to pay for something that endangers my life?
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Feimster versus Jackson. Step forward.
25-year-old Jessica Feimster is suing her ex-roommate, 23-year-old Michael Jackson, for impound fees, car rental fees, and unpaid rent.
How old are you, Miss Feimster?
25.
And you, sir?
23.
This is what the case is about. You claim that he took your car. He didn't have a license. The car was impounded. You want the car's impound fees. What year car was it?
2002 Ford Taurus.
Where is it now?
It is currently...
Don't look over there.
It's currently...
It's very, very easy.
It's currently in the parking
where?
Lot.
That wasn't hard, was it?
No.
Currently, it's in the parking lot.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So not only were you dumb enough to drive without a license, but you were dumb enough to speed and draw attention to yourself. That makes you doubly dumb.
Jessica Feimster says ex-roommate Michael Jackson is responsible for her car being impounded after he drove it without a license.
Now, when did you get it out of impound?
On the 1st of February.
And when had Mr. Jackson borrowed the car?
Mr. Jackson borrowed the car on December 27th.
And what were you doing the whole month of January?
Well, I didn't have a car for 2 weeks. And then from there, I got a rental car, which he said he'd pay for as well.
Why didn't you just go and get it out of impound?
It was on a 30-day hold because his license had been suspended.
So you couldn't get it out of impound?
I couldn't get it out of impound.
So far, is that correct, Mr. Jackson?
Absolutely, besides the part of me agreeing to pay for
she
a rental
said,
car.
I didn't ask you about... Is it correct that you... drove the car with a suspended license and there was a 30-day hold
yes.
on the car in impound,
yes.
is my question. Now, on what date did you take the car?
December 27th.
And tell me why you drove car with no license.
Jessica had asked me to pick up a mutual friend, which at the time she was dating. She was drinking a little bit too much at the time. She insisted. She knew I did have
Don't
a suspended
tell me what
license.
She knew. I asked you. Why you drove a car without a license?
To go pick up a mutual friend, her booty call.
It's not true, Your Honor.
Just a second.
So not true, Your Honor.
Listen to me. That's not my question to you, sir. My question is, why do you drive a car when the state of California has told you you can't drive a car?
Because I didn't want to see my roommate drive drunk, Your Honor.
That is so
untrue. Just a second. Mr. Jackson, I want to tell you something. I don't necessarily believe all of this nonsense that she's giving me. The reason that I asked you that question is because you don't look as if you are in any way challenged by drugs or alcohol right now. And I don't understand why people drive a car when they know they're not allowed to. That's your fault. That's not her fault.
Absolutely.
That's your fault if you get behind the wheel of a car and you're not supposed to drive.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
She could ask you to do a lot of things. I mean, I'm not going to give Bird the tissues again and have you swallow my whole thing of tissues here and say, listen, I told you to do it. You say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to choke and die. But I'm telling you to do it. And you wouldn't do it because it would be
stupid.
That's what it's like to drive a car without a license. Stupid. So you got pulled over because you were
speeding.
So not only didn't you have a license, and you didn't have the license because it was suspended for
not having proof of insurance at the day of an accident 2 years ago.
And you haven't gotten a license since.
Correct.
So there's more to it than just not having the ability to show a police officer that you didn't have proof of insurance. Right, Mr. Jackson?
Right, Jed.
Correct. So you got pulled over because you were speeding. So not only were you dumb enough to drive without a license, but you were dumb enough to speed and draw attention to yourself without a license. That makes you doubly dumb.
Yes, Your Honor.
So it's your fault that her car got impounded. Because all you have to do is say, sorry, Jessica. So what were the impound fees?
The impound fees were $1,621.
$1,621.
Correct.
I would like to see your check for $1,621 or a copy of your money order.
The impound was actually paid by my boss. He put it on his credit card. Then I had to actually, from there, I had to pay him back the money. In order to pay him back, I didn't have the money, so I took out a car loan. And I have the bank statement from his card showing the payment onto his card.
Okay. Has he been paid back?
Yes, he has. And I have the proof of payment as well.
Fine. So far you owe her $1,621.
Absolutely not, Your Honor.
Yeah, sure you do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You absolutely, Mr. Jackson, do, because it was your fault you drove the car. It was your fault you were speeding.
Right.
It was your fault you got pulled over.
Right.
And the fact that she asked you to do her a favor and that she begged you to do her a favor and you were trying to save her life is irrelevant.
Okay.
Now do we understand?
Absolutely.
Great. So far, that's all that you owe her. Now, what else do you think he owes you for?
The next day, he told me that my car was impounded, that we can go to the police station and pick up my car.
I don't want to hear about the car anymore.
Well, when we found out it was on a 30-day hold, he said he would pay for a rental car.
Forget it. It's not happening.
Okay.
Not happening. What's next?
Well, he owes me for rent as well as the rental car.
Just a second. He doesn't owe you for the rental car. He owes you for the impound.
Okay.
Now, tell me about rent.
He did not pay me the full rent for January, so he still owes me $280 for January, as well as $100 for February and $125 for this month, because he moved out on the 6th, and I prorated his rent.
Would you tell me, Mr. Jackson, why you moved out?
I moved out because a living situation between my mutual friend and her now boyfriend was just too unbearable. There was verbal abuse. I heard.
How many people lived in the apartment?
It was a 3-bedroom, and he was the 4th person living in the apartment.
I'm not interested in rent. Here, would you take this and return this to her? He owes you $1,621.10 for your impound. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out. You can leave the paperwork there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He lied about the situation.
It was pretty much the next morning.
In order in which he used the car.
She told me that, you know, everything would be fine. She'll work it out.
I just think it's very unfair that he stood up there and lied.
And, next thing I know, you know, out of spite.
And I now have to pay the consequences of his actions.
I guess she wants to take me to a small claims, but.
Of driving on a suspended license when I didn't even know about it.
Nevertheless, I feel it was a fair decision.